This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Historians in Greeley are thrilled to welcome a rare collection of historic letters that shed light on the city's founding. The Greeley History Museum will officially purchase the collection later this morning after successfully raising more than $20,000 in donations. The letters were written to Greeley founder Nathan Meeker, who, after a visit to the area in 1869, returned to his New York home with visions of founding a utopian agricultural community. He received nearly 1,000 letters in response to an article he wrote in the New York Tribune asking people to join him in this experiment known as Union Colony. I'm talking with Peggy Ford Waldo, development curator and historian with the City of Greeley Museums, and museums manager Dan Perry. Now, Dan, I'm curious, is there a common thread that you found running through these letters?
What we find in these letters are two things primarily. One is people are trying to sell to Nathan Meeker the skills that they have. For instance, one of the letter writers touted the fact that they were a shovel maker, which in today's society doesn't mean a lot, but in 1869, it would have been very, very important in a farming community. The other thing that everyone mentions is how much money, how much cash they can bring to this experiment in the West.
Tell me about that. Why was that even a factor?
Well, that was a huge factor because Nathan Meeker was very interested in utopian communities, and there were many that were established in the United States between 1820 and 1860. He and his bride, Arvilla Meeker, after they were married in 1847, moved into a commune in eastern Ohio, and it failed miserably after just a few years because of lack of capital, the primary thing. It was in a poorly drained location where there were problems with sewage. Lots of people at any one time, according to Meeker, up to 60% of the workforce could not work, could not farm, could not produce. And so these were things that Meeker learned from hard experience, that not everyone is willing to cooperate with you. And so if you are going to get a group of people together, they have to be on the same page you are.
How about if we hear from one of those letters now? Do you mind reading a passage?
This particular letter is by a gentleman writing from Pike County, Illinois, and his name was D.L. Freeman. And I quote here, it says, "I am 35 years old, was born and lived to the age of 20 among the hills of old Litchfield County, Connecticut. Did my share of the rough work that falls to the lot of a poor man's boy in that county of rugged farms."
I love the writing. Let's talk a little bit about the collection itself. How many of these letters are there and what kind of condition are they in?
There are 320 letters in this particular collection. The condition seems really superb for a collection of letters that were essentially thrown in the trash and retrieved by a 12-year-old boy who liked the stamps. And so there's a cute part to this story. Some of the envelopes are missing the stamps where they have been cut out, but not all of them. It wasn't that he just took the stamps and threw the letters away. He kept them in the envelopes, and it appears kept really good care of them.
From your perspective, why is this such a significant find for the museum?
I likened it to if you had the original letters of the pilgrims that applied to sail on the Mayflower to Massachusetts Bay Colony in the 1600s. It's a very similar situation where these people were applying to Nathan Meeker, who obviously had the power to yay or nay their application.
And it also just provides a great slice of life from the time. It also shows the power of media at that time. Today, we live in a society with, you know, instant messaging, text messaging. But for the New York Tribune, a newspaper, which was considered one of the most significant newspapers of its day, to have such a far-reaching effect that you would get 1,000 letters responding to an article called A Western Colony in just a couple of weeks is absolutely remarkable in my mind.
That's Peggy Ford Waldo, development curator and historian with the City of Greeley Museums, and Dan Perry, Greeley Museums manager. A sample of the collection will be on display for a short time before the letters undergo restoration and preservation work. A permanent display is expected to open later this year. You can see some of the letters at our website, kunc.org.